Hi folks, I am Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. Part of the appeal to a world order to Freemasons and those who control Freemasons, because it's really an arm of those who push towards world order, the Brotherhood of Man, is a fantastic idea. Yet to get to a Brotherhood of Man, you need revolutions ongoing and a standardization system, because it's primarily the differences in cultures which lead to conflict. Always understood. Pythagoras, after being taught by the Egyptian priesthood, went to Crotona in Italy, which at that time was a Greek colony, where he started up his mystery school. He recruited the young, middle class and elite children, youngsters, brought in a vow of silence long, long before the Essenes and the later Catholic monks and so on, because it's all the same format, you see. Pythagoras also brought in women, young girls, gave them a good education and sent them out almost like spies to marry the upper nobility, to become perfect marriage partners. Then they would start to subvert the minds of the rulers, and the younger ones below would foment revolution within the military and overthrow the system. Once it was overthrown, the idea was to bring in a new order. A new order which would amalgamate military armies and go off and conquer other nations, bringing in the same system. And always seeking out an intelligentsia, an expert class to train the brighter ones to rule in a common system. Revolution has been going on for a long time. Sometimes it takes 100 or hundreds or thousands of years to complete the great work.
And with money comes rise to a leisure class. A leisure class then that can be devoted, at least some of them, to the intellectual pursuits, as they call them. They used to call them the philosophies. In fact, the word school comes from a Greek word which meant leisure. Only the leisure class could go. And school in ancient times, even in ancient Greece, was not mandatory. But those particular ones, the professors you might call them, the philosophers who taught, could pick up budding students. Some of them were very secretive. We know for a fact that if you go into the writings of Plato and Socrates, etc., we find that precursors of them had basically been burned out for trying to start revolutions. They'd all studied in Egypt. Egypt almost exported revolutions by the disciples that they sent out into the world. We find this with Pythagoras, for instance, who had set up, I think, in Crotona, because at that time what was Italy was actually a province of Greece. And his school was burned down for, again, fomenting revolution amongst the youth, for rebellion and revolution. We find later on the same thing happened to Socrates. Most of the writing on Socrates comes from one of his students, who was Plato. So Plato himself had scampered off during that purge to escape being implicated. He came back many years later to teach his own school, but we find that Socrates was charged with corrupting the youth. What they meant by that was he was recruiting them along the Pythagorean system, where the brightest students were taught to basically undermine the present culture system and power authority, and have a revolution to take it over. There was different methods, direct methods of physical warfare, but they preferred the slow, what we call it today, the Fabian technique. He also trained female students in intellectual pursuits that made them very appealing as wives to much of the nobility, and he'd arrange marriages for them, and they hoped to subvert the culture that way as well. These movements, as I say, come down through the ages under many guises, and really when you look at them, they're all much the same. We know that Pythagoras had a few years of silence for his students. It was like a monastery almost, where they couldn't speak. They listened, they watched, they obeyed. And we find the later monks of the Catholic Church, many of the monasteries had their vows of silence too, based on the same kind of system. And they had their own special things to do within the church, their own special area. And out of that, we know, whether it was copied or not, came other movements, the Jesuits, for instance. Something that's never been explained to the public, because the founder of the Jesuits, Loyola, Ignatius Loyola, was himself a member of the Alumbrados of Spain, and that was the Illuminati of Spain. They were left over, a Spanish branch of the Knights Templars. He initially was caught by guards of the Catholic Church, their own armies at that time, and imprisoned, and was given an opportunity to see the Pope. That in itself was highly unusual. And when he came out, he was the first black Pope, as they call it. He was authorized. What happened, we'll never know, between the Pope and himself. And then since then, many orders have been founded, sort of copied the techniques of the Jesuit system. The Jesuit system is probably the most advanced system in understanding psychology of individuals and the mass of its period. And it did not simply come out during the lifetime of its founder. Its founder obviously was taught this kind of science, from the organizations that he'd been brought up in himself. Ancient wisdom. Psychopaths want to be king of the world, and they're on their way to doing it now. You'll find so many at the top emulate everything that the ancients wrote about, and you'll realize that even after the Egypt took in many people to teach, many students to teach, there were many revolutions all over the world, and these revolutions were caused by ones who were sent out of Egypt, been taught there, and went back to their home countries. Most of the Greek aristocracy, in fact, were all taught in Egypt. But when they went back to their own countries or wherever they were told to go and settle, they'd start schools based on secrecy and codes of silence, sometimes 5 years of silence, just like a monastery. The Catholic Church adopted that same system with the monks much later on, but they had it prior to that in the days of Pythagoras, who was also taught in Egypt, and who also was found to be agitating the young to cause revolutions. Ancient ideas still ongoing today that attract psychopathic types into working along this particular agenda.
From myself, Alan Watt, this good night to me, your God or your gods go with you.